When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Looking at the financial news headline, mortgage rates fall for a second week in a row. Refinances soar 117%. David Hochberg, your phone lines must be jammed with folks lately. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is we've been seeing this trend for the past month and a half. It's finally starting to hit the papers and hit the press. So it's nothing new to us. It always happens on the way up. We see the rates increase before the Fed touches the short-term rates. We also see it on the way down. So we've been experiencing lower rates for about 6 weeks. We've already been on the phone with all our borrowers in the sevens and the eights. And I'll just put a shout-out since we're talking about it. There's 60% of my competitors who are out of business who just couldn't handle the past 30 months of the downturn. So if your mortgage professional has hung up his or her license, we'd love to have the opportunity to look at your mortgage and see if we can help you.
Talk about Warren Buffett's influence on all of you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, the guy out north, the Oracle of Omaha, right? He's a pretty smart guy. He's got a lot of money in the bank. He hasn't missed too many markets over the past 70, 80 years he's been investing. This was scary that I thought I'd bring it to your listeners' attention. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, cash position spiked 25% in the second quarter of this year, the most in at least the last 24 years. The company's share of cash has more than doubled in just the past 2 years. Cash equivalent short-term treasuries held by Berkshire Hathaway spiked $88 billion, brace yourself, to an all-time high, $277 billion in the second quarter of 2024.
And so, he's still driving the same car, he's always had.
And wearing the
old
same
beater.
Ties.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
living in his old house.
He's unbelievable. So what does that mean? That means he's anticipating an opportunity to buy stocks cheaper in the future. Or he thinks we're going to go through some type of nuclear holocaust and he's saving all of his cash as possible. So if that's not a sign, I don't know what is. In addition to Home Depot coming out earlier in the week that their profits and their sales are projected to be off lower than they had anticipated for the second half of the year. So all the signs are there. And then this just hit this morning, Bob, because I know you're a huge fan of China's economic iron ore demand. Iron ore prices hit the lowest level since 2022 on jitters about the steel industry in China. Steel makers in China have slashed output last month, owing to sinking demand, which comes on the content that shrinking margin. So when you start having factories and steel makers in China cut back, it has a ripple throughout the entire world economy.
And small businesses aren't as fortunate as Berkshire Hathaway. Yeah. What's going on with the small business loan availability?
Well, as we were talking prior to me coming on, small businesses are what drives this economy, and small business loan availability just dropped to its lowest level in the last 11 years. The pace is on pace to similar as it was in 2007, just before the financial crash, in 89, before the 90 recession. So such a rapid decrease in small business loans in the past coincided with a spike in initial job claims, job losses. And what have we seen the past 4 months? Initial job claims have gone up the last 4 months. So all of the stars and the moons and the planets are lining up for the Fed to cut short-term interest rates when they meet in September.
Back to refinancing. When it comes to paying points, don't a lot of lenders either discount that or save you that money?
No. First thing out of the box, 3 weeks ago, I exposed Rocket Mortgage for trying to slam a couple, a lady by the name of Cara and her husband. They jammed down over $10,000 in closing costs last July, and this past July they tried to jam down $9,100 down her throat in discount points. I got on the phone with her, exposed that, killed that deal. And then just yesterday, or 2 days ago, a listener called me. Her loan is with Wells Fargo. She's going through a separation with her husband. She's trying to do an equity buyout of the equity in her home to pay off her husband, which is 100% legal. We do these all the time. She called Wells Fargo because she thought she'd get the best loan opportunity with Wells Fargo. Wrong. Wells Fargo tried to jam down her throat $3,600 in discount points. I quoted her a rate, got on the phone with the Wells Fargo representative and the listener, and guess what? Lo and behold, after we got done talking with her, her rate was the same as my rate, and our closing costs were about $1,500 cheaper. So you don't have to go to your current servicer to refinance. The first thing they're most likely going to do is try to sell you a lower rate. I don't do that. I sell you the payment. I don't sell the rate. So if you're getting jammed with discount points, do not pay the discount points because they are anticipating lower rates in the future. And for what you're going to pay in discount points today, you most likely can get with a full closing cost credit in the spring and summer next year.
David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. He's on the radio here Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And do me a favor, Dave, Saturday, could you dedicate the China iron ore report to me?
Yes. Well, I know you're so entrenched in it and you stay up at night, so I read all that stuff so you don't have to.
Thank you. All right, no problem. Have a good one.